Today we continue our journey through the Sermon on the Mount. We're up to the beginning of chapter 6 when the Lord talks to his followers about three things that they should do to grow in holiness, to grow in their spiritual life, and that is almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. These are three things that we especially associate during the holy season of Lent. This is always the reading that we hear every Ash Wednesday, all about almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And the Lord's main point is that we shouldn't do these things for human accolades. We should do it out of love for God. That's why we do these things, is out of love for God. We're not doing it to gain praise from human beings. It says if we do these things without other people knowing about them, then we'll be rewarded in heaven by our Heavenly Father. And so the Lord recommends three things: almsgiving first, then prayer, then fasting. Each of these three things can help to detach us from the things of this world in order to be more attached to the things of God. First, what is almsgiving? Almsgiving is generosity to the poor and to the needy. It's giving of our finances, giving of our wealth, giving of our own material possessions, so that we're not overly attached to material things or to money. As the Bible says, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, but the love of money, greed, avarice, is at the root of so many wars and so many problems in our world. So by giving alms, we're showing some detachment from material things in order to be more attached to God. Now, the Bible always recommends tithing. It's all throughout the Old Testament. Tithing is giving 10%. When they had a big harvest, the Bible recommends giving 10% of the harvest to the poor. 10% is what's recommended in the Bible. 10% of our income should go to, we believe, to the works of the Lord, to charity. Many people divide up that 10% into 5% for their parish, and the other 5% they give to whatever charities they like. And there's so many wonderful charities out there. So that's just one recommendation, that there are ways to help the poor, to ways to help the unborn, or Birthright, or other good organizations, the House of Mercy, and so many wonderful places that serve the needy and the poor. Second, prayer. And again, Jesus says, don't pray so that others will praise you for your praying in public. Go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So prayer helps us to be attached to God. That prayer is lifting of the mind and heart to God. It's talking with God. It's also listening to God. That's how you get to know people. It's by talking to them and listening to them. How do we get to know God? Talking to God and listening to God. Prayer is developing friendship with Almighty God. So we begin every day by making the morning offering, offering up all of our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of each day to our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Then at night before we go to sleep, we examine our conscience and make an act of contrition. That should be the last prayer we say every night. Other prayers we could say, the guardian angel prayer is a beautiful prayer to begin your day. Many people start the day with three Hail Marys for faith, hope, and charity. Then, of course, the greatest prayer is the Mass, like you're at today at daily Mass. That's the greatest prayer you could participate in throughout the day. Then, of course, the Holy Rosary and the Liturgy of the Hours. And so that's what prayer is all about, the lifting of the mind and heart to God, talking to God as your closest friend, developing the relationship to be more attached to Him. And lastly, fasting. And Jesus says again, when you fast, don't do fasting to get praise from others, but do it out of love for God. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will repay you. Fasting helps us to be detached from food or drink. Fasting is a way to keep the senses under control. Fasting is different than dieting. Somebody once said that dieting is for your glory, fasting is for God's glory. I thought that was a good distinction. People diet usually for themselves. We fast for God so we can be more detached from material things like food or drink, so we become more attached to God. Many different kinds of fasting. Some people could give up a meal or give up a particular food that they like. Maybe giving up meat on obviously Fridays or other sacrifices people can make. This is forms of fasting. And then they can give that extra money to the poor out of love for God. So these are the three things that the Lord recommends today to help us grow in our spiritual life. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, and all three of them help us to be less attached to the things of this world so we can be more attached to Almighty God.